goals in education like this legislature in Washington, D.C. are doing. And I'd like to describe a picture to you of what the nation's health program is in right now, and they call it bureaucracy at work. They have a seven shell file. At the bottom, it says undecided. Next up, it says out. On top of that, it says sort of out. And then on top of that, it says half out. On top of half out, it says sort of in. And then sort of in, on top of that, is half in. Finally, about two sheets of paper on top, say half in. I question some movements relating to national education promotion of the federal government when I describe this to you. I wonder if they're just playing political games over there. But back home, right here on the Navajo Nation, right here on our own home front, I'd like to give you my comment that I am very happy to see the improvements made on the elementary and the high school level in promoting Navajo education. No doubt it took a lot of effort. But don't forget the college Navajo student. Because he has his potential, and he is also determined. Why? Because he will be sitting in your office one of these days. Do you want to be reassured that you have given up these responsibilities to someone who is capable? My closing remark I'd like to give to you. You might care now to say this too. The guidelines and cues have to be based on true Indian philosophy, geared to modern times. Thank you.
But are all the
includes all the colleges and the universities in the state of Arizona, plus Fort Lewis College in Durango, and I know some representatives are here from there, UNM, Albuquerque, EMU, Portales, also the University of Las Cruces. And if you have any other representatives here, please let me know. Lodging, conference will pay half or $2 of your lodging. And also facilities, public telephone, they're available at the registration. CU lobby. The schedule for Friday, April 24, 1 o'clock p.m., Pat G. Miller, a student in management internship in New York, will be our first guest speaker. At 1:30, Peter McDonald, executive director for ONEO, will be our second guest speaker. Then, Dean Hammond, executive director, executive vice president to the president of NAU, will be our welcome speaker. At 2 o'clock p.m., George Rocha, the vice chairman of the Wallapai tribe, will be our guest speaker. From 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we will have discussion sessions. We have covered 7 topics. And Friday evening, there will be a talent show where the college Indian students will be the actors. Following that will be a dance. The Navtones are playing. The Navtones will be playing. Saturday, April 25th, 8 o'clock, we have the General Assembly. And at 8:30, Sam Benson, student from U of A, will be our guest speaker. At 1:30 in the afternoon, Robert Bennett, the former Commissioner of Indian Affairs and presently at the School of Law at UNM in Albuquerque, will be our final guest speaker. During the 2 days, we will cover all the 7 topics we have chosen, and everybody will have a chance to participate and openly express their ideas. The conference is concentrated on the college Indian student, but with also as much importance of the participation of the non-student Indian leaders, whom we have invited, over 100 of them, and some of them I see here. You just have to come because we need you. Thank you.
We need you. I think that's a cry for everybody. I'd like to take this time to introduce the man behind this conference, Tom Benally, Chairman of the Education Committee. Mr. Benally, stand. Mr. Lorenzo Yossi, councilman from Sawmill, Arizona. Mr. Yossi. To the Indian, the future always meant children. You cared for your children, you taught them, you educated them, whether in Navajo way or whether they went to school. Because this was your real family, they say now when you become old, your children will take care of you. Our future, the future of any Indian tribe, depends upon our Indian youth. Indian education has a future in our youth as these two fine young people give us an example of what they have acculturated in their particular schools. No credit can be given to one person because of these two fine people. There's many people who have effect upon you as you grow up, as you grow old. Each of us here has an opportunity, an obligation to be educated, to educate the people in your classroom, the people around you, the people in your family. Not just a portion, but the whole apple. With these spots, we will break for lunch. And I hope each and every one of you will be back for more ideas about Indian youth. Thank you. This evening there is a banquet, and I believe the guest speaker is our Miss Sam Delson, who is a very well-educated Navajo, will be your guest speaker. The tickets will be available at the door. I hope everybody will attend that also. Thank you.
Panel discussion. I don't know where the BIA dining room is here, and they've been asking about it. The BIA establishment is located directly across the road from here. As you take this road out going west, you cross the main road, and at the next intersection, stop sign, you turn right and go all the way to the parking lot. And as you approach the parking lot there, you see a black pole, and right next to it is the dining room. That's where the banquet will be held tonight at 7 o'clock. And I would like to meet with the evaluation team after this conference in the ops up there on the east side. If you're all settled down, if you will come forward closer to the platform, we'd appreciate it. Would you people come down here so you can hear better what is being said here? Before we get started with the panel discussion, I'd like to take a little time to introduce some
Ta'na zinli bi khas ajin. İn shige ye ya